Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, family, and welcome to our Saturday Faithpreneur VIP prayer call. This is Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant. Welcome to our call this Saturday morning. I can't believe, where are we? We're halfway through the month of September. This is interesting. That means my birthday is 3 weeks away. Okay, I'm so excited. But happy birthday to all of those still celebrating birthdays. My oldest had his birthday this past week. That's my child that Jesus been stretching me with. He came 2 weeks early. I should have known from day one we would be on a journey. But that's my one of my heartbeats. And all of you Virgos that are celebrating, I won't infringe on your celebrations, but countdown to Libra season. Pray for me. You know God's not finished yet. So I'm glad that we can be here and we can fellowship. And oh, so much going on in the world. Our condolences go out to the country for RGB. Lord, she made her transition. We just pray for her family and the country because this is a huge loss, but we're grateful for the life she lived, especially as a woman, what she did for so many as an example and really bring hope to this country. So we are acknowledging that. And of course, we have other news going on, but I don't even watch the news anymore. I don't think I've watched the news all week because it's just a lot. So I get my little updates from time to time. But in any event, before I continue my ramble for the morning, let me see who's able to unmute their line. Press star one. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. Good morning. Good morning.
It's Darnell from Buffalo, New York. Good morning, Dr. Stacey.
Darnell, how you doing, beautiful?
Better and better. God's good. And I'm grateful for my relationship with God and this family and for you, Dr. Stacey, for all that you do and all that you are. I love you.
Oh, love you more, my Darnell. Thank you so much. I can hear the power back in your voice. I was praying for you. I said, I got to check in on you offline, and the world has just been spinning too fast. And I'm glad to hear it in your voice, and I'm thanking God for your continued testimony.
Okay, thank you.
All right, my love, you are welcome. So let's see who else is here. I am making my way back to a stable location called home. I'm coming from the beach. Our morning workout, feeling good. I have First Lady Marvella Hall from Calvary Baptist Church.
Hello, good morning. God bless you.
Yeah, she's hanging. We're hanging together and just did our trek. And, of course, you know, I wanted to make sure I had no distractions. Last week, we went out to eat, and there was a lot of background noise, so I had to cut it a little short. Y'all so funny. Miss Josie was like, well, what's going on? How we cut the call short today? And then my brother texted, wait, hold on, where the Holy Ghost after party? I said, y'all are hilarious. But today I do have a meeting this morning, so we won't be as long in our Holy Ghost after party, but I'll stay on as long as I can to hear all of your voices, your prayer requests, and your testimony. So who's next? Star one, tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you're grateful for.
Good morning. My name is Valerie Adderley. I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Good morning, Valerie. Great to hear your voice.
What am I grateful
for this morning, my love?
I'm grateful for this day. I'm grateful for my goddaughter celebrating her birthday today. I'm just grateful for everything. Even though it's cold today, I'm still grateful for today. And I'm grateful for God's love with all of us. And I'm grateful for you, Dr. Stacey Grant.
Amen. I'm grateful for you too, Valerie, and happy birthday to your goddaughter.
Thank you. Thanks.
You're welcome, my love. All right, family, who else is here? Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for this morning. And whoever's line is still open, you can mute after you give your greetings just so we can keep the background noise to a minimum. Thanks so much. And any new callers, welcome to the call. I know so many of you invite folks to join in, so welcome. It's real simple here. No pomp or circumstance. You just have to love Jesus, believe he's real, and his word is true, and you're part of the family. How about them apples? So welcome. Thank you for being here this morning. And those of you that have been in the areas that were affected by the storm, I pray that you and your family are okay. No property damage. I haven't really been paying close attention to some of what's been sweeping through the country. I'm like, Lord, be a fence. We don't need anything else. The Rona is enough. And I've been praying for all of my educators, principals, teachers, everyone on the ground with this back to school, hybrid, some distance learning. You know, I have so many friends who are principals in New York City, and I was speaking to one who had a birthday on Wednesday, and one teacher already tested positive for COVID, and there are no kids in the building. So we are just really pushing something that I don't think we're ready for, and they're all guesstimating that distance learning is going to be the norm come October, if we even make it to November, because kids aren't in the building and teachers are getting sick. So we just have to continue to keep everybody covered and lifted, because as we can see, our elected officials are not all making the best decisions. I know it's a hard call in a lot of places because of the economy, but we need people alive or there will be no economy. So I'm praying for all of you who are in that position where you have to go back to work or be in school buildings and take care of one of the most important professions ever, along with everybody else who's on the front line working. We're praying for you because this COVID-19 has not disappeared, and we still have to be diligent in how we move about. And I think it's just very insulting to everyone who has lost a loved one, a friend, a colleague, a coworker to this virus, for people to act as if it is not as serious as it is. So my prayers will continue to go up for all of you who are in positions where you are putting yourself and your family in jeopardy because you are out and about taking care of what is necessary in our communities. So who else wants to say good morning? Just star one and pray for the people blowing the horn that think that my car could jump over another car. Pray my strength, Jesus. So who else wants to say good morning for star one? Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for today.
Good morning, good morning. This is Jason from Lake Walker.
My brother. You laughing at me because you know how I am on the road. You know. You got to pray for me. Yeah, I can park this car quickly. These people out here, Jesus, they try to take me out of character.
Oh, my God. Ooh. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
How are you, my brother? You up this morning? You didn't sleep.
Look, I didn't know where to sleep. I said, look, okay, so let me set some alarms here. I woke up before the alarm, so I'm grateful for that. And,
amen.
You know, I am grateful for, you know, just all of the things that are going on right now. You know, really sorry for folks who have had the losses and all of that. You know, and I'm hearing, you know, they sent the automated messages about doing a hybrid learning model out here where they do part-time inside the classrooms and then part-time at home. And I'm like, that sounds ridiculous to me. So we won't be participating in any kind of hybrid anything. You know, that doesn't make any sense to me. But, you know, I'm grateful for you know, I'm really grateful for God continuing to do what he does. You know, I've got two school districts now that I'll be doing the virtual training for the kids in the media and culinary arts. And so I am putting together a package now in order to, you know, fit the needs of a few more school districts, because kids are needing it, parents are needing it. And, you know, they reached out to me after having the program for 5 years now in the school and asked if I would be willing to do a virtual application of it. So I am more than willing. So I'm grateful for that. And grateful for, you know, all of the support that, you know, I see daily. God is good. You know, he's done some amazing things over these past several years, particularly this past year. And anytime that we wonder if God hears our prayers, you know, all we have to do is look behind us and to see all of the things that he's brought us through. And I want to encourage everybody who's on the call right now, take some time to look behind you and see where God has brought you from and brought you through, because that's when you really get the encouragement to understand that he's going to continue to take you through the things that you will, you know, come up against. We don't always realize that or recognize that while we're going through stuff. But if we just take a moment and look at the stuff that he's brought us through, we'll recognize that, wow, he is always there. He's always there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen. That is, look, that is thetruth.com. You can take that and cash it in the bank. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, it, mm-hmm. you know, when you said that, it just reminded me of a conversation I was having with a girlfriend who's going through quite a bit right now. And she's like, you know, mm-hmm. I was yelling at God the other night because I just don't understand what is going on and what's happening. And I said, breathe.
Right.
And realize that he's still carrying you and that you're
right.
still here, able to have this conversation with me. So let's start from that vantage point, that you're still here.
Exactly.
And while it
exactly.
might be difficult, and while it doesn't make sense to you now, nothing is wasted.
Yeah.
And she was like,
and you know,
she did a big blowdown. She was like,
okay.
I said, but it's all right. It's all right to have a conversation with God, because he's looking at
That's
us.
Right.
He knows what we're made of, and you have to just
exactly.
let it out. But he still loves you no matter what. He'll remind you of
exactly.
his love while you're going through it. And, you know,
and
we
you
just
know
need
what?
Those reminders. We don't need to be pretentious about our situation.
Yeah, and check this out, sis. You know, a lot of times we forget, though, that there are certain things that we would never tap into unless things are stirred up in a specific way. And so as we're going through the press, those things allow God to get down to the depths of who we are, and for us to recognize
mm-hmm.
the depths of who we are and how we need to navigate things. And those equip us with what we need moving forward. Sometimes, and most of the time, it has absolutely nothing to do with us, even though we're in the middle of it. And we'll come up on an opportunity
mm-hmm.
or a situation that we'll need to speak into. And without the experience, we will be ill-equipped to speak into the situation of another person's turmoil. And so as we go
Absolutely.
Through this stuff, God equips us with the wisdom to be able to speak with authority into the circumstance of those who have no hope because they don't have a relationship. So if we just stop
mm-hmm.
being so self-centered in the midst of our challenges and recognize, no, this is our workout. It's not our challenge. It's our
yep.
workout. The gym of life,
yep.
right? It has to be the gym of life. So if we recognize that, then we actually can take it with gratefulness. It's like, wow, okay, thank you for equipping me in this way. Now, what is my assignment?
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's the way. Well, that, my brother, we know that's the challenge. And that's the challenge
that's
we talk about all the time, exercising your faith muscle in the gym of life. These are the reps. These are the reps that you got to go through. And like you said, you don't know for what. It's usually not for us, but who we're going to help. the things that we don't want to talk about, the testimonies that we don't want to share because we're ashamed of it or we feel like we're the only ones that have gone through it. No, that's the trick of the enemy, to try to keep your mouth shut, because he knows the power of the testimony. He knows the power of being able to share what God has brought you through and from, because it will encourage somebody else to continue believing, to continue holding on, to not give up. And people looking at you all kind of crazy, like, well, how are you still happy? How are you still praising? Because it's not your strength. Exactly. It's what God gives you. He strengthens you. Because sometimes, you know how I do. I tell you in a minute. Like, this ain't me. They're like, oh, you're so strong. How are you doing? Oh, honey, be clear. This is not Stacey C. Grant. This is all God giving me the strength to do what he has purposed me to do. Yeah. And I can look back. You know, that's why now, I guess I'm getting to be one of the old ones in the church, because I can look back now and see, Lord, how I got over. I can start singing the hymn and understand what the hymn means, because you know what God has brought you through. That's and you right. know how you've been strengthened and how you can stand when you've done all that you can to still stand and just trust and know.
Right.
There's a song that I forgot who the artist is, when Katrina happened, and he goes through in the beginning talking about, he was talking to the old mother, and the old mother just still, she was just humming, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, I love that song, because it's the truth. When you've seen all of that despair, all of that challenge going on, that old mother sat inside that Metrodome still encouraging folk that God had not forgotten. And Katrina looked like the end of the world. And she was still holding on and praising and just humming a hymn while they were sitting on bags of clothes, waiting for relief to come in to give them what they could get to get out of that particular situation. So God is everywhere. There's nowhere he's not, and he will always put a witness. And I can imagine what her testimony was when they got out of the Katrina disaster. Yes, and a Timothy Wright thing. But I think there's one, I can't remember the author. Yes, that's a Timothy Wright song. I think he talks about the old mother in that song. But my brother, that is the truth, and Lord knows, I know I've been a witness to what God has been doing, and it's a joy being a witness. When you know what somebody has been through, when you've watched the story, when you've witnessed the testimony, it makes you even bolder. And as I say, crazier for Jesus. Because that, when that little minion started, I'm like, that's what you're doing. Oh, that's the trick you're trying to play. I know your playbook. You're exposed. And God is victorious.
Exactly. So you don't even get caught up in the facade anymore. You don't get caught up in the facade.
Nope.
You just keep it moving. Cause it's like, oh, okay, I got it. No worries. Yeah. You get settled in God. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
And that's why scripture tells us be anxious for nothing. Like, you really understand that when you exercise your faith muscle in the gym of life. Because if you're getting anxious, that means you're not trusting God to do it. You can't worry and pray in the same sentence. You got to choose one. And if you're going to pray, you have to wait on how God works it out. You might not like the process. You might not want the answer. But if you're trusting him, you know it's for your good. And you will see it will all be revealed by and by. But that's the journey that a lot of people don't like to talk about on the walk. You know, everybody want to be blessed and highly favored. We're all blessed and highly favored. But we go through things. We need to be able to
talk about how they get to encourage
each other. Yeah, exactly. You just want to act like you put on your Sunday go-to-meeting outfit and everything is good in the hood. No, you're going to go through some things. You're going to have some challenges. And you need to be able to be in a free space to talk through it, to be encouraged, to get wise counsel, so that you can stand your test and to go through. You know how many people we turn away from God with the way we act? Like, you can't do anything wrong, you can't have a bad day. Like, come on, how is that witnessing for Christ? That's hypocritical. And I never want to be hypocritical on my walk. God knows I'm a piece of work. He's still working on me. So I'm nowhere near perfection city. And he's still giving me these assignments to do. I'm like, you sure? You sure you want me to do all of this? I can give you a name of a couple of people who might be better suited to do this job.
Again, don't talk to her in traffic.
Joe, you know, I'm thanking God for deliverance. We are on the side roads. I'm about to take first lady child, and then I'll be situated for the rest of my call. Because, you know, this traffic situation, I start itching. I have a whole reaction. Like, it's the kid. I can't do it. God knows, and he sees past my faults and my foolish ways and allows me to be in fellowship with all of you, with our Faith for Norm movement, so we can enjoy life. You think God doesn't laugh? People have this image of God like he's sitting in a corner with a big brick stick ready to knock us upside our head. That's not the God I serve. He loves us. He laughs with us. We're made in his image. So how can we do all these things and God can't do it? Are you kidding me?
Exactly.
Are you kidding me?
If we really believe that our steps are ordered by him, you know, then all of the things that we move through, it's all a part of the order. And if we believe that no weapon formed against us will prosper, right? If we believe these simple things, you know, you already said that anxious for nothing, right? Each one of these things give us a key, you know, if he got us, if our steps are ordered, if all things work together for our good because we love him and we're called according to his purpose, then all of the stuff that we go through is for our good. Regardless of what the enemy is for, God has it for our good. So we just have to trust him and anchor, just stay anchored in him on that. That we could just move through it. It's like, okay, well, if it's for my good, then let me I'll just stick with this thing and move to the other side of it, because I'm going to get to the other side. You know, I've got an assurance in that because so I'm not going to get caught up in all of what I see. I'm not going to get caught up in the circumstances. I'm going to continue to move because I know there is another side to this. Not get caught up in anything else.
Absolutely. That's the key. Because we can get stuck and paralyzed in the situation because it seems like, oh my gosh, there is no way. How is this going to happen? But God specializes in the impossible. And when it seems that impossible, is because you're relying on your own strength and your own capacity. You're not relying on God's capacity when you're seeing with limited vision. No, I'm going to go ahead and take Jesus for a daily double, Alex. God's got it. And I don't have to worry. Fret or be concerned, like, nope, I don't know how it's going to work out. And, you know, your witness, my brother, Andrew, my husband, everybody, I'm like, I don't know how it's going to work, but these are going to fix it.
Right.
And that's where I leave it. I'm like, well, how are you so calm? I'm like, I'm not sure how he's doing it, but it's above my pay grade. So I'm going to go on ahead and believe he got it.
And over the years, you've gotten calmer and calmer and calmer. On bigger things.
You've seen it. God had to work on me because, you know, my stomach was cutting loose so much. I was like, woo, Jesus. How we going to make it out, Lord? Oh, for real. First Lady Marvel Hall saying bye. I just dropped off. Love you more. But I tell you, you've watched it. And then I've just gotten to the point where I'm like, okay, all right. Once again, if I'm going to trust you, I have to trust you all the way. I can't trust you quite the way. And then start with my knees knocking and my tongue shaking and my teeth chattering like, oh, Jesus, I don't know, Lord. But you have to go through that. You have to grow through it. I'm not the same person who launched Faith in All Weekend 2K18 as the person who executed the first virtual Faith for All Weekend 2020 experience. It's been a growth just in that journey. Just in 3 years. I'm not even going to talk about everything else. My brother, you know.
I know.
I was like, what? Did I hear Jesus? Is this right? Like, what's going on? But here we are this year. I was like, oh, okay. All right, Lord. What's happening there? Oh, all right. What is that?
Exactly.
Okay. God just kept it moving because God is in control, period. So I don't tell you all anything that I don't do and I live my testimony. This is not, you know, market research or pontificating or, you know, well, let me just share some scripture that will encourage the people of God to do the right thing. Hello, this is my life. And I share with y'all the things that encourage me, the scriptures that have strengthened me, the experiences that have taught me. So this journey as faithpreneurs, we can grow together by our fellowship. We can be encouraged by our actions, and we can be reminded of God's promises. It's just that simple. And it's wonderful to feel how you grow, just like with working out. Like, I feel great working on stage, doing.
Amen.
Okay, it looks like we lost a moment.
Amen. 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 Yeah. Amen. Speaking of work it out, I'm out here getting my 60 in now.
Nice.
I'm on the call giving God
my system. Okay, there we go. There we go. My system was acting up again, so I was quiet. But who's that? Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. And you speaking of workout, I'm out here moving my body. I didn't feel like it, to be quite honest with you. But pressing my way, freezing my way through it. And so I got 5 more minutes left for my 60. So I'm giving God all the thanks for his strength, his grace, and his mercy. And so I want to encourage all of you, for this is the day the Lord has made. I choose to be glad and rejoice in it. To get out and hashtag move your body. In Jesus' name, Rachel Latonya Boyd from New York, sending you greetings and blessings on a beautiful Saturday chilly morning. Amen.
Hashtag move your body. I love it, Minister Boyd. That's what I'm talking about, that everybody can be encouraged to do things that help us show up in our best self. So I'm just so happy. I've been getting message after message about people starting to move, starting to exercise. Like, Stacey, you inspired me. Look, if that can inspire a healthier group of faithpreneurs, hallelujah, we have work to do. We can't be falling apart. We can't afford underlying conditions to take us out prematurely. Let's do what we can to just be healthy. It's not about the aesthetics. If you lose a couple of pounds and you can fit into your favorite outfit, that's a bonus. The real focus is making sure that we are healthy, that we are taking care of our hearts, our lungs, our kidneys, our hearts, our minds. Like, all of this comes together. We can reverse some of the diagnoses that we have received. We can reverse it with a healthier diet. What Jason does with showing young people about the recipes and the food, he's going to get out his piece on some of his healthy recipes that you can utilize and use so that you can live a healthier life. At the end of the day, COVID-19 has highlighted the disparities once again within our communities, and it's up to us to take ownership of the things that we're going to need to do to survive what we're seeing. COVID-19 is not over. Everybody's talking about the fall and what's going to happen with the next surge, and all of these things are not in our control. What's in our control is our ability to eat better, to move more, and to be more responsible so that, God forbid, you contract the virus, you can fight it. Because if you're not healthy, I've seen firsthand how this thing can take you out. So my inspiration is about the health portion of it, to make sure that we're healthy. And then all the other aesthetics that come along with it, those are the bonuses. But we as a community need to be healthy. Dr. Yolanda Lewis-Raglan, who is the MD that you all who participated in Faith for a Weekend heard from. She does a million miles together. She's on a mission to make sure that we keep moving. All these initiatives, the Yoma Method that you heard Mecca share, Elizabeth Madison, our faith-based nutritionist. We have Dee Terrell, who also does health and fitness and busting. I always say it wrong, Dee Terrell. I know you're on there somewhere. You're going to correct me, but the belly busted fat. Jelly belly. See, I knew you were there. All of us, I am pulling together all of the experts in every lane because we have to do this collectively in getting the word out that we have to be healthy. And we know, let's call a thing a thing. In our churches, we have fundraisers, we have dinners, and we selling the fried chicken and the collard greens and the mac and cheese and all of that, which is fine in moderation. But we have to balance that out. We can't eat like that every day. If you want to have it once in a while, that's fine. But let's watch what we're eating. Let's put more green vegetables, more color on our plates so that when we want to have a little bit of something, we can have it. I don't believe in deprivation. And I'm not telling anybody I'm walking out here being a vegan, honey, because if I want a piece of bacon, I'm going to eat it. But you do things in moderation. Do things in moderation. Put more of the good stuff on your plate. Drink more water so that you can enjoy that little piece of dessert. It's just in our mind. It's transforming our mind. That's why these companies like Noon and Weight Watchers, and all of them, they make money because people struggle with the discipline to be able to do the right thing with their health. And discipline starts in the Word of God. So as we're working to be disciplined with our finances as faithpreneurs to become cash flow positive, as we're working on our discipline to be educated as experts in the areas that we're delivering to the world, as we're working on discipline in our relationships to do the things that we need to do to foster healthy relationships, as we work on discipline to train our own children and what they need to do, we have to be disciplined in our health walk and our health journey. And it's not easy. That's why you need fellowship. That's why you need community. That's why you need encouragement. And there are a variety of ways that you can do it. So my goal as we're building out and gearing up for the work in this fourth quarter is to really have a menu of opportunities that you can choose from, who you can virtually connect with that will hold you accountable to living a healthier lifestyle so your mind can be clearer, so you can write the vision and make it plain and become cash flow positive. It's all collectively working together. So many people use the slogan, your health, good morning, your health is your wealth. So we want to really focus on that as a community. So I see a couple of people want to say hello this morning, so I'm going to let you go ahead. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for today.
Oh, good morning. This is Maggie, and I'm calling in. I'm really grateful for the Lord has placed me on a different plateau, and I'm asking prayers to ask for an angel to be assigned to me and anybody that's connected to me. Thank you so much.
Maggie, you already have your minister and angels watching over you, honey. We all have a crew. We got a posse. You got to call them. Like, minister and angels, minister spirits, I need you, and I need you to work on this. Some of them, they just lamping out because you're not asking them for nothing. So they don't got nothing to do. They're like, we here for you. You ain't even tapping in. So, Maggie, you got your angels. You just got to say, look, minister and angels, this is what I need today. Help me do this. Direct me here. God has assigned us extra covering. Some of the people who have transitioned, who received the angel wigs, they are interceding on our behalf. Girl, you got that. Just tell them what to do. Put them to work and watch God work. They're already there covering you, Maggie. But thank you for being on the call.
Thank you.
For being a part of our community. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you.
And who else is standing by? You're welcome, sweetheart. I heard another voice. Is that Dee Terrell?
Good morning, great, happy. I'm so happy. Listen, let me tell you why I'm so happy. First of all, I'm going to be walking with my sisters. What is it called? Sisters Transforming. I can't remember. I spoke for them. But Assistance Healing Sisters, Assistance Transforming or something like that. But we're going to be walking at 11 o'clock. But I was going to be ambitious and get my walk on. We usually walk like somewhere between 7 and 8 in the morning. So I was going to be ambitious, but the Lord had another plan. And I said, you know what, let me do my favorite thing of reading all my favorite psalms, which are like 1, Psalm 1. 21, 23, 24, 27, 34, 46, 91, 103, and 112. But I didn't even get all the way. I just got up to 91. But just in Psalm 1, that Psalm 1, oh, my God. If you just read, I remember it brought me back to when I first started Pitter-Patter Feet. And I remember before I started, I was in another business. I used to do financial products for John Hancock. And I remember the guy I was dating with, his mom was saying, you know, because her son had been selling financial products too, and she just saw him not be successful. So she was feeling a little fearful for me. But I was not having it, not one bit, because I was just standing and I was building everything on Psalm 1 through 3. Psalm 1, 1 through 3, and especially the last part of 3 where it says, whatsoever I do, or whatsoever he does shall prosper. And that's what I kept saying, whatsoever I do will prosper. And she would say, well, what about this? I was like, I don't know about that. All I know about is whatsoever I'm going to do is going to prosper. So I don't care what it is, whether this is financial products or this or that or whatever, but it is just going to be prosper, and that's all I'm concerned about. So I got so excited about that, and I just stopped, got still, and that's all I kept saying to myself, along with deep breathing, because I learned about with deep breathing, when you can deep breathe for 20 minutes twice a day, that cleans up 60% of the toxins that are in your blood. So a lot of things that we can be doing to help our immune system cost no money. God has already supplied us with it. We just get the opportunity to sit and just be still and just, what did your book say? Action, action in spite of distraction. We just get to take action on a simple thing. And even though it seems like you're not doing anything because you're just being still, you are doing something really, really powerful, powerful and amazing. And really quick, that led me to learning about amino acids, because by the time we're 70 years old, we have lost 30% of our muscle mass. And we need our muscle. We need the protein, because a lot of people think that we get proteins from meat and fish and all those different things. But one of the things I was just learning about is that it's not just getting proteins, because the highest amount of protein is actually 49%. And there's this term called amino acid utilization. And what that means is that how much protein and something that you eat, how much protein is your body actually utilizing? And you want to get that number as high as possible, because things that you don't even think about in your body are made of protein, like your skin, your hair, your bones, enzymes, and you need those enzymes to be able to break up your food and your digestive system. So enzymes, your hormones, all of these different things that we're trying to control in all the different ways, if we would just ingest the proper amount of amino acids and proteins in the right way, it would help our muscle mass, it would help our skin, our nails, our bones. You know, after you get a certain age, you're concerned about falling and breaking your hip and breaking bones and not mending. Like, all of this stuff. And then I looked at the time and I'm like, oh my God, I gotta get on the call. Get on the call, because it's like 9:03 or something. And then I was just like so overjoyed, because I love to hear Jason on the line, because I know he's always going to be saying something good, delicious, amazing, fantastic, wonderful, and just the both of y'all. And so I didn't even get to the point where I'm grateful, all the things I'm grateful for, but just hearing you guys conversate. And I'm cleaning, and that's the one thing I wanted to say too, is that we can participate in another kind of exercise too, which is called cleaning your house. I always think about the ladies back in the days when you had to, when I said they have these small waste and these just beautiful bodies and beautiful shapes because they were scrubbing, they were using their muscles, they were cleaning, vacuuming, making the beds. There are so many different ways that you could move your body. And the thing I always loved about cleaning is because if ever, my sister always laughs at me because if I ever have a really big problem or something is really bothering me, I start cleaning and scrubbing and organizing and putting things. And I'm like, girl, you laugh at me, but I'm putting things in divine order. I'm putting things in perfection. I'm putting my energy and utilizing it in a positive way. And so, and this is the most fantastic thing about it. When you finish, you can stop and savor and look and say, look what happened. You see the results immediately. That doesn't happen when you go on a diet. That doesn't happen when you eat healthy. That doesn't happen. But when you clean, you see the results immediately. And it's I feel that cleaning is also a form of exercise and also helps us too. So I'm also grateful for all the other things, but I'm going to give somebody else a chance to talk. But I have to say this one last thing. I love to hear Jason talk because Jason don't be worried about, there's other people behind me and they got to say something too. He was like, look, I got the floor. I'm going to talk. What I say is going to have value because that's my intention. What I say is going to edify and lift people up and inspire them and be good for them so I can take up space. I love that about him. That is so wonderful. I'm going to be trying to do that too, but not today. Back to you.
Oh, she's around. Oh, my God.
She's around. Why not today?
Oh, Lord. I love it. I absolutely love it. See, that's the good news here, that we could all be free. This is a no-judgment zone. So anybody sitting in the judgment seat, this ain't the community for you. This is a no-judgment zone. We all get to show up and be our authentic selves, and that is your authentic self. And we love you for it, and we thank you for sharing that information because it's true. You know, I would have never really thought of cleaning as an exercise. Like, oh, child, I'd rather pay somebody to do it. But, you know, that is a good point, that you can see an immediate result from it and doing it. It's these are the little things that are not so little. It's the things that we can share, that we can apply immediately in our lives and be encouraged while we're together on this call that make the difference, that allow us to do the things that we're doing through life with joy. I want to live a life that I can enjoy. The hard times come and the rough moments happen, but even in the midst of all of that, that I can have some joy and really just be grateful for life, that I'm still here, still standing, and that we can share moments like that. I mean, how many of you on the call, I can see your heads turning. When D'Terrell was talking about cleaning his exercise, I saw some women like, what's she talking about? Well, listen. But it's something in your spirit got convicted. You're like, well, maybe she's right. Maybe I go clean out the garage. Or maybe I go organize my closet. And that will make me sweat a little bit. These are the ways we can do real life application in real time and have fun with it. Turn on your favorite gospel mix. Turn on whatever secular music. Sidebar, I had somebody, well, I do Faith by, well, actually, Destiny Designer TV is like pretty just about every day of the week. But on Faith by Rebecca Danielle, I had someone ask, well, is it okay to turn on secular music in your house while you're cleaning? I'm like, well, why not? Like, you have to understand that when you come to God, there's a change. There's certain things that you won't do that you did before. You don't have certain desires because your desire is focused on God. So it doesn't mean you can't go to a celebration and enjoy secular music. You can't go out and have, no, that doesn't mean that. It means that you don't have the same desires. That's not where your heart is. You know, even if you do go out, like my husband and I went to celebrate somebody's birthday, I don't know, a year or two ago, and it was at this like lounge club, and we were like, okay, we tired, we falling asleep at the table. We're like, okay, this scene is just not us. And we weren't trying to be judgmental, but that's just not who we are anymore. Like, that's not where our desire is. We can shake a tail feather for a little bit and then we're ready for bed. Like, you have to understand your growth in God, you to focus on him, to put him first. But it doesn't mean you have to live a dual life. Like, you can't listen to secular music while you are cleaning your house. Like, where they do that at? I don't believe in that theology. What I believe is that God warns us that if anything's going to beset us, put it aside. if you can't have a glass of wine because it's going to lead you into doing more or being obsessive about it, then stay away. But you don't have to judge someone because they choose to have a glass of wine, or someone chooses to have a bottle of beer at a picnic. You have to know your limitations, and you have to know the things that open up the gateway to other temptations that you're not able to control. And we have to be able to be wise enough to set aside those things that will beset us. But it doesn't mean that at a celebration or an occasion, you can't have a moment where you're shaking a tail feather, because, honey, y'all best believe I'll be shaking my tail feather for my virtual birthday celebration. It's my milestone, too. I'm about to be a half century old. I'm going to have a party. And nobody has to judge me about it. But these are the things that we don't have honest conversations about, and that we put on these man-made stipulations that frustrate the people of God in being able to live a life that is authentic and real. Because when your heart's desire is on God, it's on God, period. You can go out and you can have a social activity, but your mind is not there. You're not focused. Even while you're there, you still are talking about the goodness of God. You're still seeing how he's moving. You're still appreciating the things that he is doing in your life. And you can still witness wherever you are. There's nowhere where God's not. So you gonna tell me that every single entertainer is bound for the pits of hell because they sing in secular music? That ain't true. That ain't hardly true. God has his people everywhere, and it's not for us to sit in the judgment seat. God is the only judge. Our job is to do our best every day, to do what he has called us to do, to be obedient to his word, and to be mastered by the word of God. Because if you let the music or the liquor or the this or the that master you, that's what's going to take over your soul. That's what's going to be your focus. But if you're mastered by the word of God, then nothing can shake you from that foundation.
Amen.
So I know I went off on a little tangent there, but
amen to that one.
That's on point.
Hey, Celia. Good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning, beautiful.
I'm running my gums. Go ahead, honey.
Good morning, family. This is Celia Mystique from Queens, New York, who is grateful for the word that has already gone forth from Brother Jason and Minister Stacy.
You think you slick would try to slip that up in there. I heard you, Celia.
I only spoke the truth. Shame the devil. Devil's thief. Anyway, but I am grateful for, in spite of everything, going back to what you were talking about earlier, looking back at what God has done, looking at the receipts that he has given me, and saying, God, you got this, and a victory is mine. Things are coming, are aligning. I have a new tech who point blank told me, I'm only taking this case because God told me to take this case. So what is it that you need help with your child? And I am here for you, and God will direct me.
Amen.
He says, I'm not sure where your faith is, and I just quoted the scripture that my business is founded on. I'm like, does that answer your question? Which led into a 3-hour conversation. So, yes, I am still testing his word, what he said against the word, and his spirit against the word, because I just met him directly. But my spirit is not troubled by what he said. So I'm just asking God to guide and lead in this situation and being prayerful over it. But if his word matches his walk, God's, and I know God already has this, then he was sent from above, and he's not a trick. But I'm trusting God, not my eyes, not my head, but God, because our eyes can fool us and our mind can trick us.
Amen.
With my other child, he said God already put the Gershon Autism over his school. I have no worries for him. I just need to move forward. My application is going in for us to finally be able to move, so I'm waiting to hear back from the powers that be until God puts me in a position that I can move freely on my own without approval. But I know that time is coming as well. But we need to look back. But at the same time, while we're going through, we need to open our mouths, because a closed mouth can't get fed. So we may say, well, I don't want to speak about this because this is troublesome. Well, if you have an issue, you don't know who God has around you who can bless you. You don't know who God has already aligned to help you, what angel he has sent near you to help you. If you keep your mouth shut and you don't call on, you don't speak out what you need help on, he can assist you with the angels that he's already put there for you. So in looking back, know that he's already going to take care of you, but open up your mouth so that which you need now you can have. And then clean your house around you and clear out what you don't need so he can bless you with more. Because the more you hold on to your past, the less he can bless you with your future. So that even as we're moving into the fourth quarter, business-wise, let's use the last month of the third quarter to make room for the blessings of the fourth quarter. Let's clean out our mind, our spirit, but our physical location. Let's start taking inventory of that which is around us that didn't serve us this year, that isn't in alignment with where God is leading us. And understand that where a closed mouth can't get fed, a closed hand can't receive new blessings. That's my two cents.
Well, amen. Look, you better preach. You calling me Miss to say you better preach. You better sister Celia.
I don't know who that is.
I love it. That's the truth. And that, you know, you learned so much over the years. I'm like, this is my Celia. This is my Celia after all these years. I'm just so proud of you and your faith journey, your conviction, and your ability to stand on the word. We are celebrating the victory with you for your son and knowing that God put someone there. Amen. You know, God doesn't make any mistakes. He makes no mistakes. So as we are clearing out and preparing for our focus, I'm excited. I truly am excited. You all give me such encouragement and joy in my spirit knowing that we're on this journey together, that we can see through each other's testimonies and through the conviction in our own voices that we're at a new space and place of growth in this gym call life. And congratulations to you, Celia. We're waiting for even more testimony and breakthrough. So you keep doing it, girl. Doing what it do. And we're covering you and your children and your community together because you are there to help and encourage them through these very difficult times and adjustments that are magnified over what everybody else is experiencing with COVID-19. So thank you for your work, and we're praying for your continued strength.
Love you.
Love you, Mom.
Good morning.
You can
good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It's Roz. And I just got to give you a word, Dr. Stacy. Jason came on early this morning, and my number is 5 because this is the fifth time I'm going through action, despite the distraction. And with you and Jace talking, I'm on chapter 3, which is discipline requires more than the minimum. And
amen.
The scripture is Romans 12:2. And I'm grateful because I'm locked away. I returned home from my family that where we had the loss, and I just created little prayer altars. I'm locked up in a hotel. I'll send y'all the pictures. But I'm just thankful to God for the still away. And it just makes me think of this. To worship you, I live. To worship you, I live to worship you. Oh, 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 oh. To worship you, I live. To worship you, I live to worship you. And that be the praise with the Z. And because the number is 5, I just want to shout out something to you. While you were talking about 18, 19, and 20, 21, and 22, because your last two numbers of your access, you can't even begin or think about thinking about stopping. At least he'll give you some new instructions by 2022, Lord willing, that we're here. And I was just happened to be looking at the number. You know how it kind of goes, scrolls across your phone? I'm like, 22. Mm-hmm. Here's five. Here's three. But I just want to say you're loved, appreciated, celebrated, and valued. And tell Dee Trellis she needs to go put all them songs and post it on the in the group so we can go focus on that. But our spiritual, the prayer, the spiritual growth is from, you know how I love me some mother, Reverend Mother Cora. So it's almost as though I know her because of you. So I just want to say I don't think it's by accident. I wasn't going to say anything. I wasn't going to sing because I had an asthma attack. It's kind of stripped my voice. But, you know, it says don't operate in the minimum, which you said, the disciplines. If we have the disciplines of a mindset, we can press through opposition, which brings about an opportunity. And, girl, you know what Dee said about the work? You better know that exercise. You must not vacuum in your house. I guess you got the men doing it because you're the queen. Because when I vacuum, I like 10 strokes up, then 10 strokes back. 10 strokes up, then 10 strokes back. Mr. Masagi, wax on, wax on. I love you all. And y'all have a blessed, blessed day. But I know that you're, you know, just even if he says it's not for 21, he's like, oh, just have a page, have a journal, have it separated, 2021, 2022, and then look for that conference with him and for him to give you more instructions for where we will be going after 2022. I love you.
Lord Jesus, you and your peoples, Lord. Roz, I love you. And I thank you for sharing that. You just don't know how you convicted my spirit with what was in my spirit this morning. And you bringing up my mama, Reverend Mother, Lord. Okay, I'm going to make it through this call. Jesus, I'm going to make it through this call. I'm going to make it through this call. But I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. And we're praying with and for you, for your continued strength, and that as you are tucked away, you and Jesus just have a good little time together while you rest in his bosom and know that you are loved, valued, appreciated, and celebrated.
I'm going to text you Vincent's number. He lost an uncle, so, you know, it just keeps on going. But you can call your chocolate milk brother, and I'm going to let you, when you get a moment in time, when the Lord puts him on your heart, because he's in Kentucky. But I love you all, and just make sure your action book, if you don't have it, you need to go on and order it and just close out the quarter with your Bible as the source and your supplement A, vitamin A for action. Get Dr. Stacy's book. Write up, mark it up, everything, because it's not by accident how God downloaded this to her. I love you, sis.
Ooh, I love you more. Ooh, child. I was trying to hold on to the little lash that I got on. You know, I've been working out, Jesus.
Good morning, Dr. Stacy. It's Janika from the Poconos. Auntie Raj, I wasn't gonna unmute at all, but, you know, Auntie Raj just gave me another confirmation. What I'm grateful for is this call and the fellowship. And, you know, sometimes you, Brother Jason, and, you know, everybody else, you know, sometimes gives a word that you're like, ouch, okay, that you know it's yours. I can't tell you, every single Saturday that I've, you know, plugged into this call, God has always given me a word, like a new word or a confirmation. It's like when I'm praying about something and I come to the call, whoop, there it is. There's your answer. Why do you need another confirmation again? You want me to give you another one? Somebody else says the same thing in a different way somewhere down in the call. So I'm truly grateful for the call and you know, beautiful testimony, Celia. I'm gonna keep on praying for you and your sons. And you know what Brother Jason and you said earlier on, Dr. Stacy, you said that you can't worry and pray in the same sentence, and you know that is so true. And you know, thanks for reiterating that. And you know, Brother Jason said, when you look back and you see what God has brought you through, and I just started to reflect on all the stuff that He's brought me through, and then I started thinking about all the soldiers. I'm looking to my left and my right, and I start seeing all the soldiers that He has standing with me now. And it's like, I'm like, God, who am I to even, you know, think for a second that You're not going to bring me through this? You've brought me through all these other things before. That's nothing. And along the way, You've given me all these soldiers that are standing with me to push through with me to the next level. So thank you so much for this call. That's really what I'm truly grateful for today. Love you lots.
Oh, love you more. And it's so good to hear your voice. Thank you for that testimony and that confirmation that this work was so not about me, but God was setting me up. I didn't know what He was doing for this past decade and how He was building this faithpreneur movement. Like, I had no idea. But just walking in obedience, just doing what He has asked and commissioned me to do, I'm humbled. And I'm humbled to hear how this has been a blessing. You know, so funny, Janika, when you mentioned that, I got a call from a friend of mine that is a speaker as well, man of God, and he needed some information. And I hadn't heard from him in a long time. And the first thing he said, he's like, Dr. Stacy, there's so few people that I can think on that are as disciplined, as consistent as you. He said, you have never stopped your calls. I get the alerts every week. I can't always come on, but I just want you to know that I just thank God for you and your example. And I was just shocked. And I was in the car with somebody who has recently gotten to know me. And she was like, everything he said was the truth. Like, this is just who you are. And I said, you know, it's all to God's glory that He will give you the strength to do what He wants you to do if you allow yourself to be mastered by Him. That's why I gave my long dissertation earlier about you can enjoy different things in life, but if you're mastered by God, everything comes back to Him. Everything. Everything that you do, that you see it through a lens that allows you to just truly appreciate who God is. So thank you for that testimony, and thank you for that confirmation that I can just be a small part in the journey of all of the faithpreneurs who are seeking God's face, who are praying for the spirit of discernment, that they're walking in alignment with their divine assignment, and that they can execute it in a way that they can leave an inheritance for their children's children by being cash flow positive. And we can have these conversations, not be ashamed of it, and hold ourselves accountable to fix the things that to fix what we have to face, so that we can accomplish our goals. So you just brought an extra level of joy. All y'all bring me joy in the morning. I wish I could hug everybody in person, but I hope you all feel me squeezing you virtually. All right, family. Ooh, I'm getting a little note about my meeting coming up, but I'm not going to cut the call. I'm just going to let them know I'm running behind. So who else wants to share before I share the scripture and then close us out in prayer?
Good morning, good morning, family. This is Renee in Maryland from Brooklyn. Good morning, Dr. Stacy. Thank you again for being diligent. Thank you again for your favor. Thank you again for paying attention. Family, I'm grateful in a different kind of way because I just shared with someone, you know, we just lost a giant for women, for us, for living, and for showing people how to live. We could mourn her passing, but she did her job for the time she was here, giving us as people, not women or men, but people, what God's assignment was for her.
I screamed, I was angry, and immediately there was peace. So I just want to say and share that what he put on me to do, things have come to me that I could not imagine this week alone. And I'm like, really? Really? So I am thankful for being diligent. I'm thankful for being able to share with other people. And I'm thankful for your consistency. May you have a blessed event, and may everyone have a blessed week.
Amen, my Renee. Thank you for that. And it's so funny. That's the scripture that I'll be talking about, but I'll push a pin in it, girl. You must know what I'm about to bring. I shared it on Faith Fights this week, and I'm going to share it again here for our Faith Panora VIP prayer call. So I'm going to let everybody else who needs to jump in and give us greetings to go ahead and do that. Star one, tell us your name, where you're calling from, what you're grateful for, and then I'm going to move into the scripture. Renee must have known what I was going to bring today, and then pray us out. So who's ready?
Good morning, everyone. Happy Saturday. It's LaDwayne Peterson from Fort Washington, Maryland. Hi, Dr. Stacy. Hi, everyone else.
Hey, I'm good.
I'm hanging in there. So today I am thankful for this call. I'm thankful that every Saturday I have a place and a forum to go to be poured back into and pour out, but today is a pour back into. So Ross know my sister, but this is my biological sister. She is having a recurring battle with cancer, and it is coming back. It's very strong, very strong. And Roz knows, like we were in a book, she wrote about the miracle and the God gracious, and her picture is actually in John Hopkins for all the other cancers that she had before and that they were able to remove from her body. So they call her a walking miracle. So now the cancer's come back, and it's tough for her. And so I've been pulling scripture, pulling songs, pulling sermons, pulling everything to try to keep her motivated and remind her, like, if God did it before, he can do it, he'll do it again. But this week, her chemotherapy, and she went through the stage where all of her hair fell out. So for a lot of female cancer patients, survivors, when that hair falls out, it's a pivotal moment for them where it just takes them to a point, and that's where she was. So I thank God for allowing me to be a vessel for her. And for other people, it was just like so many people have been reaching out with situations, and I've been praying for them. And when you do that, it empties you out. Like, you can be strong, and I'm glad that I was able to give them what they needed, you know, as they were going through. But, my God, it empties you out like so – oh, my God, it empties you out. So I'm thankful for this call, for all of the pouring in. So I'll just stop there. But my sister's name is Veronica Howard, and please keep her lifted up in prayer.
Amen. We will definitely be doing that, sis. Miss Veronica Howard, I'm writing her name down to put her on the prayer list, and I'm glad that you can come and refill as you're doing the job of a dutiful sister, being there for her and all the other amazing work that you do every day. LaDwayne, we love you. And we're wrapping you in prayer during this time, and we'll be wrapping Veronica as well.
Thank you. And I'm going to add her to our prayer list, too, for my church. And I'm sending you healing, energy, and strength, because I know what it is to when you're taking care of loved ones and trying to be strong and pouring in. So just know there's someone in New Jersey pouring into you, too.
Thank you, and amen.
I second that, LaDwayne, but I also ask that you include one of my close friends, Megan Agin, whose cancer also came back very strong, who's having an emergency surgery this week for a complete removal of where that's at. It is tough, but we know God is able. If he's done it before, he can do it again. So we will all just unite as one and keep everyone lifted.
and just ask for God to do his mighty work.
Amen. Say her name. What is her name?
Megan Ingalls.
Megan Ingalls. Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. Anybody else before I go into the scripture that wants to greet or ask for prayers or just share a praise report? Press star one.
Good morning, Sunshine.
Hey, my brother.
All right. In fact, one family, this is Darren Smith, Baltimore, Maryland. I'm grateful for life, family and friends, and good health and strength, a roof over my head, and some food to eat. I have a job I can work from home. I'm grateful for the weekends. I'm grateful for the community. When you're an only child, community is... It's really important to me. Not that I'm only talking, well, anyway. Because I have, extended family, but we don't have, biological, siblings. I mean, I'm not sitting here, boohooing and stuff, but the community is, really one of my big things. And now, when you talk about, Katrina earlier. Now, everybody on this call, I'm sure, has seen pictures and videos, stuff on the news. But let me tell you from a perspective of somebody who was actually there. When you walk out of your house and all you see for miles and miles is water and you don't have a boat, it's like, how am I supposed to get out of here? I'm telling y'all, I've seen pictures, but if you don't, not just anything. You can see stuff, you hear about stuff when you actually there. Ooh, Jesus. Like you said, God, he had a plan. Of course, we don't know what his plans are. We don't need to know. We'll find out. But my point is, like Jake was saying, this is all stuff that he brought us through. But see, you have to, when he wants you to move, you need to move. Unfortunately, for a lot of people, who was going to work through Katrina too, it's like they was like, oh, I don't know what to do. I mean, they just like stuck on, you're stuck on the island. It's like, okay, you gotta go. People come and help you, so you gotta do what they actually do in order for them to help you. So if you don't, well, the result. I mean, I forget all that, but it's like, and it's funny because this is 15 years since Katrina happened, and like I say, he's not out of the with me yet. I'm still here. And I'm grateful for that, above everything else. But it's like this call just gets me out. I got to get revved up. And I was a little upset last week because, the call isn't so short. So, we usually, we do now, the Holy Ghost after party. So last week, I'm like, when the call's over, wait, what am I supposed to do now? The call over with. So I'm like, but because I came up with something, it's like, no, the call is too short because I'm used to, the Holy Ghost has the point anyway. And again, that's why I love this community. Y'all get me going. Y'all just don't understand. But I'm grateful for all of you guys. Love you, Dr. Stacy. And you can take all that to the bank and deposit it. There it is.
Love you.
Love
too,
y'all.
Jared. Thank you so much.
Woo. Y'all just don't understand.
Well, we love you right back, so thank you so much.
Thank you, honey.
All right, anybody else?
Dr. Stacy, can I just share a prayer resource really quick?
Sure.
It's called Silent Unity, and they have a 24/7 30-day prayer vigil where they will take your prayer requests and pray for you for 24/7 for 30 days. And after 30 days, if your situation isn't resolved, you can just call back again as many times as you need to. And their telephone number is 816-969-2000. 816-969-2000. And you can also, they have a website, silentunity.org, where you can put in prayer requests. Thank you.
No problem. And you can share that in the Destiny Designers group and the Private Faithpreneur group.
Okay.
So thank you for that, Michelle.
You're welcome.
All right. Okay, I think that's everybody who had the capacity to unmute, to share.
Oh, one thing?
Yes?
Remember to go to faithpreneur.media and follow us on all channels. Okay.
Thank you, my brother, for that reminder. Yes, faithpreneur.media is off the chart, but definitely, and more to come. So, I think it was my Renee that talked about anger, and quite appropriate because that is where I'm going today with the scripture that I'm going to share from Ephesians. And like I mentioned before, those of you that catch our Faith Bite series with Rebecca Danielle every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. live on IG Live, I was talking about Ephesians 4th chapter, verse 26. Be angry, be ye angry, and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. So I'll read it again. This is the King James Version. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. So this was, hold on one second, you all. I just need to take care of one thing so that you can hear me better. Okay, they were calling me for my other meeting, so I just needed to do that. I had to finish up my prayer call. So I was mentioning that scripture because I had some aggravations that came up on multiple days last week, and Thursday particularly, I was very annoyed and aggravated. And I said, you know, I'm going to talk about this scripture because a lot of times we don't talk through the trials and tribulations and aggravations because we feel like we are doing something wrong. So here's what I love about this scripture. It's telling you, you can be angry, right? That we're human, that things are going to aggravate you, that you're going to be really upset or disappointed with someone's actions or behavior, but you can be angry and sin not. So you can vent and let it out. You can share with someone that something really hurt you or disappointed you, but you don't have to take an action that matches that action, that matches that behavior, that you can just ask God to give you the clarity of mind to be able to wait, to cool down. Sometimes a response is not needed, and if a response is needed, for you to respond with the right tenor and the right graciousness in that particular moment, because we want to do the right thing. That's our desire. That's our heart's desire, that we are seeking God's face and we are desiring to do what he has called us to do. And if that is the case, then in everything, even in our trials, tribulations, and aggravations, he knows we're human. He knows that we are going to go through moments and times when we are challenged and when we are just really straight up angry. But we can be encouraged that we don't dwell in it. And I think Renee mentioned she was angry, and then after she got out, then she felt a peace. And that's part of the growth in our faith journey, that we're going to have things that happen. And if we're reactionary, then we're acting out of our own ego and insult and bruise to our ego versus saying, Lord, give me the wisdom and how to react. Help me to vent to the right people, that I can just lay out where my aggravation is and I can ask for feedback. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's something that I'm missing. Maybe I'm so caught up in myself and my feelings that I'm not seeing what is not appropriate in my behavior that could have caused this situation. And it makes you more reflective, and that you don't hold on and harbor things inside of you, because that's what I see so many people doing. And definitely, there's no exemption in the church. There's some folks that holding on to grudges for 20, 30 years. Well, when such and such was pastor and this one knocked me on the usher board. I mean, it could be a litany of reasons that we hold on to stuff, but we can't harbor it. Let not the sun go down on your anger, which means just get it out, express it, wait for the clarity on how you're to move forward with dealing with it.
And after you do that, then you're able to now move into a space of, okay, I'm not in it. You know, that may be somebody else's stuff. It might be their thing. It might be what's going on with them, but it really has nothing to do with me. So I'm just going to pray with them, and I'm not going to take it personally. I'm not going to harbor in how I feel in this moment. What I'm going to do is just go ahead and move on and impact and focus on the things that I am in control of. I'm not in control of people who are crazy. I'm not in control of people who are acting outside of their mind. I'm not in control of people who have issue with me for no reason. I'm not in control of people who are trying to sabotage me. You're in control, God. So help me to control my reactions and my actions. Help me not to hold on and to harbor things, to express things that hurt me to those I can trust in my front row, so that I can just check and make sure that I'm not cray-cray, and that I didn't do something that could have caused this particular series of events. And let me not go to sleep holding and harboring on to things that I can't control. That's a challenge, because Lord knows I was challenged this week. Oh, I had some words that were stirring up in the bottom part of my esophagus that were rising real quickly. But thank God for deliverance, and I had to have to calm myself down. I vented. My husband, thank God, is my sounding board for everything. And I talked to him. I was also speaking to my baby, Rebecca Danielle. I was like, okay, let me just breathe. Let me just breathe. Let me just breathe. And in breathing, just like Renee mentioned before, you will get God's peace. You will get the comfort. You will understand that in that human moment, he sees and knows. And he will reveal the truth of the situation when he gives you that peace. But you can't get to that peace if you stay riled up and you stay with your ego on 100 and I can't believe blah, 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 blah. You can't hear anything and you can't receive anything in that state. So you have to get through working through the reality of anger. It's not like the word said you can't be angry. That's crazy. He knows what goes on, and he knows the tricks of the enemy that will cause those aggravations, but he's just wanting us to be angry and sin not, and not to let the sun go down on our wrath, that we pray for those that have done wrong, that we can still have compassion when we know we haven't caused anything, and we've double-checked, and we're like, okay, let me just make sure it's not me. And sometimes it's people's just straight ignorance to they just don't know better, or their desire to just be downright evil. Either which way, it still has nothing to do with you because you're not in it. You still function. You still exhibit the fruits of the Spirit. You still stand as a witness in God's kingdom, and you let it go and you move on, because harboring that is what is dangerous. Harboring those feelings of not being able to let go and forgive, that causes toxic energy to build up in your own body, and it manifests itself in a variety of different ways. So you really want to make sure that you're able to check yourself on this journey and use the word of God as your point of correction, as your point of advice, as your point of encouragement, that God knows everything that you're going to face, and he will equip you with the responses that are required and necessary for each and every situation. So just be encouraged. I just wanted to share that with you because it was powerful when I shared it on Thursday. And I said, you know, I'm going to bring that beat back today on our Faith Penor VIP prayer call to encourage those of you that are going through it right now, aggravated right now, or angry about something, that it is not the end of the world to be angry or something you should be guilty about, but make sure that you're taking the time to be angry and sin not, which means to be calm in that moment, to process what you're going through, to ask for wise counsel from those you can trust around you, or who can listen to you without judgment and help you go into prayer over your reaction and your response, and then be able to let the sun go down with a clear heart and mind. Doesn't mean that the aggravation will disappear, but you're not harboring those angry thoughts and desires against anybody else or any situation. You truly can sleep well because you've let it go and you've put it in God's hands. He knows. Look at how many Psalms of David talk about the offenses that people made against him, and he's asking God to handle it. He's asking God to reward them for their evil doings and their ways. Why do you think David prayed? David was low-key a little rebel. Y'all know that. But, you know, he prayed the prayers and like, God, help me and help me in my ways. Help me in my walk. Help me to do what you have called me to do in spite of the attacks of the enemy. So I just want to encourage those of you who might be under attack, going through an attack,
or just getting out of one, to just release and let go, let God, so that you can function as a good representative of who he is on planet Earth. So, dear Lord, we just come to you today just thanking you. Thanking you for another fellowship. Thanking you for our Faith Tenor VIP prayer call family. For every household that's represented, we just give you all the glory and all the praise because you are God. And there is nothing hidden from thy sight. You sit high, you look low, you see all things, and you know all things. So we just praise and we glorify you, Father. We just thank you because you are just incredible. And we're just asking you, Father, just to move as only you can move, to work as only you can work, so that we can see the manifestation of your glory in our lives daily as we are doing what it is that you have called us to do on this planet. So we stand in the gap for those who might not have been able to participate in the call today, but their hearts are with us, but physically they had to tend to other responsibilities. We stand in the gap and lift up a prayer covering over each and every one of them, dear Lord. And we just ask you to do what you can do. And your way is the only way that we want to live. We want to be in alignment with your divine assignment for our lives. So we're praying, Lord, for covering over each and every one that has just placed so much before the throne. Bereavement, dear Lord. You know about Roz and her family and her husband and his family. It's just a season when we're seeing so much go on. So we're just asking you, Lord, to comfort the hearts of the brokenhearted as so many are transitioning during this time. We're just asking you, Lord, to have mercy and to be with each and every one, because only you can fill the void. Only you can put each piece of the puzzle in its place. Those who are ill, who are going through, Lord, we just ask for mercy. We ask for your guidance. We ask, Lord, for healing power, that you dispatch your healing angels over each and every one, that they will be able to have their own testimony in their mouth. So Veronica Howard, Megan Ingalls, the fight and battle with the little C cancer, Lord, we're just asking you for a miracle working power, that you would give them the strength for the uphill journey to conquer this disease. And Father, we pray for all of those that are suffering from diabetes, from high blood pressure, cholesterol. We thank you, Lord, for deliverance over kidney disease. And we thank you, Lord, for Minister Latanya Boyd, who is continuing on her health journey. Look at how many medications you removed from her. So we're trusting you for a full and complete restoration of her body. There's nothing that you can't reverse. There's nothing that you cannot do. We believe that you are a miracle-working God, and there's nothing impossible with you. So we just raise up a corporate prayer of praise with expectancy for healing over your people, for the testimonies that will come as a result of standing on your word, being unapologetic about our faith and belief that we serve a God who can do all things but fail, not some things, all things. We pray, Father, for RGB, our Chief Justice, who has transitioned. And we thank you for the inspiration that she was to so many around the world, and particularly women in this country, and that her legacy is one that will inspire others to stand up for truth and justice and to be able to advocate for the life and the rights of others. We pray, Lord, for heads of nations here in this country and all abroad, that they will make good choices and decisions in the wake of this COVID-19 that has not gone away, that we don't lose any other lives unnecessarily, dear Lord. And we ask for covering over those who are still on the front lines, putting themselves in harm's way daily to be able to provide services for their communities. We pray a special prayer, particularly for the educators, the teachers, the support staff, the teachers' aides, and the children in these variety of hybrid back-to-school distance learning. Lord, cover and keep them. Help wisdom to be used in the decisions that are being made so we don't bring harm to our innocent babies. So pray for the young people to understand the seriousness of this, so they don't bring the disease back home to elders that may be living in their household. So there's so much that is impacted by this school season. So I'm just asking you for covering, for guidance, to be with each and every one. And I thank you, Lord, for Maggie today, asking for a special angel to be assigned. Jesus, I'm glad she brought that up, so we all know that we have our ministering angels that are with us
failing. They're just waiting on us to activate them, to do something. They're on assignment to us, and we're not letting them do it. They're yawning, they're stretching, they're falling out. They're like, whoa, Jesus, they're not even asking me for anything, and you have me on assignment here. So let's use our ministering angels so that they can support and help us as they're here to watch over and to intercede and to direct and to lead on your behalf with their divine assignments here on earth. That's how much you love us, that you would make sure that you keep covering over us each and every day. So we thank you for the covering. We thank you, Lord, that you shield us from things that the very sight of it would kill us. So we just thank you for that revelation that you gave my Reverend Mother Cora Pass, Lord. I miss my other mama, and I just thank you that I can feel her presence, and I know that she is working overtime up there with you. And I just praise you for the way in which each of us that have lost those that we love can honor them by how we live. And we thank you, Lord, for making way out of no way. We thank you for the cash flow positive journey of our faithpreneur movement, that we can face the things we need to fix so that we can leverage our relationships, our resources, and revenue to create sustainable and profitable legacies by becoming cash flow positive. So I thank you for the work that we're about to delve into as I give those instructions for the fourth quarter. I ask you to go ahead and do your work. Let everything that I do bring your name the glory and the praise. I thank you for each and every person I'm blessed to work with. And I just thank you in advance for what you are doing and what you are manifesting, that your name gets all the glory and all the praise. Father, we pray for our children. We pray for our relationships and families. We pray against the spirit of suicide and depression, abuse that is running rampant in the country. The numbers have gone up. We pray against anyone that is going through serious mental health challenges. Let no one stand silently. Let them ask for help, not because they're weak, but because they want to remain strong and get the professional resources that are available for them, as well as being encouraged in our house of worship, where your name is truly being called and being praised. So lead your people where you would have them go, so they can be in fellowship and grow in your word, get stronger each day to be mastered by the word of God, so nothing else can master us, that we can stay focused on your will and your way. Thank you for forgiving us for where we falter and fall short. Thank you for correction in your word and new mercy and new grace you provide daily. So we give you glory, we give you praise as we close out this Saturday's Faithpreneur VIP prayer call. And we just ask you to be with those that are celebrating birthdays and anniversaries and special moments. Cover and keep them. And I thank you, Lord, for my family, my team, my partners, my sponsors, all who are linking arms and aims so that we can move forward victoriously as a community. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Okay, family, before I shut down, because they are through with me, that I am running behind, but we had a little bit of the Holy Ghost after party today because I don't shut down God's word for nobody. So if anybody else wants to share or just say a word before we close, just press star one right now.
This is the last thing, I hope, that when Jason was talking about all those things, to make sure you write them down and keep a journal so that you will cover everything, because sometimes certain things come to your memory at certain times. So that maybe you can always go back and refer to them.
Absolutely. I have a catalog of prayer journals, and we're releasing the Faithpreneur Journal in the fourth quarter. So I'm so excited about that. But, yep, that's a great point, Ethereal. Okay, anybody else?
Hey. Yes. Yeah. Scripture for today, Matthew, all the King James Version, Matthew 4:4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Amen.
It is. Amen. So it is. Amen to that. All right, family, remember, as my brother reminded us, to go visit Faithpreneur Media, follow us on all platforms. Those of you that are in our private Faithpreneur group, we have work to do. I'm giving you all a little chance to catch a breath because it's going to be fast and furious come the start of the fourth quarter. So this is prep time. This is purge time. This is getting prepared to roll up our sleeves and really do the work. So I'm excited about that, and I'm looking forward to hearing continued testimonies about God's grace and mercy in each of your lives. So thank you all for being on the call today, for hanging out for our Holy Ghost at the party, and I pray that you have a stress-free and productive week. Remember, be angry, but sin not. Mm-hmm. It's a challenge, but we can do it. All right. Love you all. God bless you.
Subscribe to you,
too. Thank you, and I look forward to hearing all of your voices again next week, same time, same place, God's willing. Catch you on our Faith Nor VIP Prayer Call podcast, SoundCloud, or YouTube. Bye-bye, everyone.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off, and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.